This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen here once again with my pal, Dr. Ken Kronos. Actually, he's everybody's pal, in a sense, because he is here to help as much as possible your understanding what's going on in the medical world. He practices cardiology at Lake Cardiology down Mount Dora, Florida. People come to see him from the local community, from around the state, from the southeast, from all over the country, as a matter of fact. But now with the telemedicine, more and more people have availed themselves of Ken and his strategic medical practice, preventative cardiology, he calls it, which is kind of cool. And you can get to him if you want, 352-735-1400. Remind me to remind folks again, Ken, of how to get in touch with you. So normally, and I guess this week won't be a different, there's no different tact here. We spend the first part of the program, and I always say, okay, we'll start with the COVID stuff, and then we'll go from there, and then we never go from there, because it's always COVID, 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 or certainly it has been for the most recent months, and I think that we ought to stay there. The first bit of information that you have researched in the various, you every week take a lot of time to go through the various academic journals, information that's coming from research that's being done, and how it impacts all of us. This is a continuous, like we're pounding away on the table with this one, the obesity risk and how plain and simple it is to understand that. When people come to your office, and you're not judgmental at all. I remember first doctor I ever had, he used to tell me, lecture me on what I was doing or was not doing to keep myself in good health. You're not a lecturer, but do you ever get so strident with a patient saying, look, if you don't do this, you'll be dead in 2 weeks? I'm trying to hear you say that. I know that you would say that.
Well, I would want to be right, because I can't tell you how many patients have come by 20 years later saying the doctors told me that. And, you know, there's nothing more embarrassing than having somebody
right,
say
somebody
that.
Tell you, right, right, no, sure, yeah.
And we're not all that great at predicting. I mean, we can predict risk, but for the exact moment.
But you say all the time, you don't know anybody who's 90 years old
that's
who's
true.
Obese. Okay,
no,
so
male.
A male who's
I don't
obese,
know.
Okay.
I have never met an obese 90-year-old male in my life. I've met one or two obese 90-year-old females, but yeah. I've never seen someone make it. You know, look around at the guys who are in their 90s. They're all one distinct body type.
Yep.
Very
yours
thin.
And mine.
Very thin. They have almost no fat on their body.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's it. So let's talk about this information that comes from the National Academy of Sciences about the risk. But this is pretty standard. We've talked about this 100 times.
Well,
we've talked about it once. Is there something new here?
A little bit, and it's been confirmed, and we have now good data. This is what we suspected. It's now been studied, and it's clear. And we have looked as physicians at COVID-19. You know, you compare it to our knowledge base back in February to what it is now, and it's explosively larger right
sure.
now. And
yeah.
we can define, not without a few outliers, but we can define who is at most high risk for getting the severe form of COVID-19, which is much different than the minimal, mild, even mild to moderate form. It's a whole different set of circumstances with the same bug, and it's dramatic how widely different it is from a minimal illness to the worst possible thing you can imagine. And the people who are at risk for this worst possible thing that you can imagine, this severe COVID-19, have a set of risk factors. And probably the biggest one that we've discovered is obesity, BMI, over 30. And what we learned and print it out this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Adults with severe obesity are more than three times as likely to be hospitalized with severe COVID-19 than those who maintain a healthy weight. Risk for hospitalization following infection with the new coronavirus increases by more than 338% for severe obesity and 70% for mildly obese adults, and nearly, this is what's interesting, 39% for those who are only overweight. That's a BMI over 25. So know your BMI, know your risk, and get it down. And in this study, they even pointed out people with a little bit of weight gain. And I've been seeing, and people are getting it down, at least in Florida, as the gyms closed in March, you know, the COVID 10, I call it. We put a lot of weight on. I put about 10 pounds on it. I've lost about half of it as the gyms closed. And this was not a good thing for any one of us.
You gained 10 pounds and I lost 10 pounds.
From February, March, and April when the gyms were closed. Excuse me, March, April, and May when the gyms were closed in Florida. Yes.
Well, there are a lot of places where gyms still are not open, or they opened and they've closed again. California is an example of that.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it is. The amazing thing is that everything that we tell you to do to lower the risk of heart disease lowers your risk of getting COVID-19 in the severe form. So getting your body weight down, your blood pressure down, your diabetes under control, avoiding coronary disease, these are the major risk factors for severe COVID-19. And then also on top of that is having cancer, having an immune problem. But the most major risk factors all deal with the risk factors for heart disease. It's an amazing parallel. Who would have thought?
Well, to follow up on that, here's the way this product, Calitrin, that I've been talking about now for almost 3 years, assists your body in losing weight the natural way without drugs and no stimulants. There are people who are contacting me all the time asking, is it true? The benefits are this, 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 and this. Well, the benefit is what Ken just said, you get rid of the weight and you live longer. And if you want to live longer, why not do something that's good for you, good all the way around? Most people begin to see inch loss and weight loss within the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I say you stay on the program for 6 months because as you introduce the collagen protein back into your body, that's the main ingredient that you utilize in Calitrin, it brings around the awareness, your body's waking up to the fact it's got to get rid of the fat. And then when you use it long enough, it sort of trains your body to keep the weight off. So why 6 months? Some people say 90 days is optimum. I say 6 months. And you get the deal now, if you go to toploss.com for this amazing all-natural product, is you get 3 months for the regular price. The next 3 are free. So you get a total 6 month program for the cost of 3. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and interesting there, you don't pay any shipping charges either. So DJV is the code, toploss.com is the place. The product is Calitrin, the weight loss formula. No stimulants, no drugs, guaranteed to work or your money back. That's at toploss.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on his list of things that he's been studying this week in the various journals of medicine. Many of them have to do with the COVID problem. Here's a new blood test. What happens, according to this report, when you get this blood test? And is this something, should we all be getting, I guess the sub-question here, Ken, would be, should we all be getting blood tests instead of just those things they stick up your nostril?
And before I get on to the blood test, let me just finish with the risk factors. The one important one that we didn't mention that we can't lower for any of us is age, and it's usually about age 65 or 70 where you really start seeing a dramatic increase in risk for all of us. So let's talk a little bit about blood tests. The news this week is that there may be some of the blood tests that may spot the most dangerous COVID-19 cases. Once we come down with the diagnosis, that swab in the nostril, hopefully you have the rapid test and you don't have the deep swab up into the nose, you feel like it's going deep into your head. But there's now the easy, quick little twirl in the nostril, much more pleasant to get. If you can ask for the quick rapid test, you'll be a lot happier. After you're diagnosed positively, if you are, out of the medical journal Future Medicine this week is the following blood tests: IL-6, that's an inflammatory marker, D-dimer, CRP, LDH, and ferritin. These have higher levels, and these markers are tied with inflammation and bleeding disorders and increased risk of being admitted to the intensive care unit needing ventilator support, and death. And this is what was found out in this study. So you need just, maybe your doctor is aware of this. Hopefully they will. But these are some of the blood tests that the doctors can draw to determine if they're concerned that you're going to be at risk, high risk, and you need to get in the hospital and be watched. This is a way maybe to filter those people who are going on the journey of being high risk immediately after diagnosis versus those who, fortunately, the rest of us, most of us, will have a minimal mild or mild to moderate illness.
Can you tell when somebody walks into your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, can you tell when they walk in to your office if they have it or not?
If they have COVID-19?
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully they don't walk into any doctor's office, because the goal from the CDC is that people not walk in to the physician's office with this. That if they have any of the symptoms or signs concerning whether they have COVID-19, they call their doctor, and then with the help of the doctor, a decision be made whether to just stay at home or go to the hospital. The goal has been to try to keep people out of the doctor's office, because most doctor's offices are not set up to deal with a contagious person and keep contagious people isolated. Mm-hmm. So if you think you have symptoms, what you're supposed to do is call your physician if you're not sure what to do. And then together, and that's where telehealth helps, that's where just a good decision can be made. A lot of this has to do with the condition you're in. Are you breathing? If you can't breathe, then get to the hospital. No doubt about it.
No question about it. Speaking of telemedicine, you can line up for that with Ken at 352-735-1400. A focus on masks when we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his office. His clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. You'll get a kick out of this. I was just on Facebook looking at, you know, everybody's wondering, well, who's going to have the first vaccine, whether it's going to be America, the Israelis, the Russians say they've got one, the Chinese, of course, who'd want to stick. I want to see Boris Yeltsin Boris Yeltsin. There, I was watching an old Ronald Reagan thing last night. Vlad Putin, or the guy who runs China, I want to have them stick their arm out and have them get the first test. I noticed that Putin said he's going to have his daughter take the test. And then somebody sent me a picture of what the Russian vaccine looks like, and it's a vial of Smirnoff vodka. So maybe that's the... that's the way to get rid of it. Just fill up with vodka and you'll be all fine. All right, meanwhile, masks. And what is... I don't understand this business. People keep talking about valves in masks. I haven't seen those. What is that? What does that all mean?
And let me just finish. We got to cut off about knowing whether you need to get to the emergency room.
Oh,
clearly, if you can't breathe, that's the time you just want to get right to the emergency room, not even... Call, you know, have someone call the doctor, but get to the emergency room if you can't breathe. And if your symptoms are accelerating, you know, in the morning they were mild, a couple hours later they're moderate, they're getting worse. If you're dealing with accelerating symptoms, that's another key tip-off that you need to get to the emergency room. All right, let's talk about masks, because the bottom line is, yes, use a mask. If you're not alone, it'll prevent you from spreading, because most of this is picked up by you breathing in material from into your nose. Most of the receptors for the virus are in your nose. Probably 90% of people catch the virus by breathing in through their nose. If you're going to wear a mask, cover your nose. That's the main thing we're trying to do. Not that your mouth and eyes don't play a role, but most of it comes in through material into your nose. And there is a lot of debate about which are the best masks to use, because there are different types, from the kind that looks like you're holding up the train to the type that looks like you're about to, work in the most delicate, contagious unit in the hospital. And so there are different types of masks. And you'll see some of them have a number, 95, 90, 70. That means the percent that they filter out of this bug. And the higher the number, the more effective they are. So in Science Advances this week, there's an article about looking at which masks are the best. This is work that was done at Duke University. Most humbly, that was where I was a medical intern in residence. So I'm going to believe this work. Okay. So when people speak, small droplets get expelled. And so COVID-19 can be spread by talking without coughing or sneezing. So you don't want to sit in front of the choir and in the first row of the choir and listen to them speak unless you want to get COVID-19. Because this is a big way that you can get it. And we'll start, and I may have to do this in the next segment, but which masks do the best job? And that would be the N95 mask without the valves, followed by surgical or polypropylene mask. Handmade cotton masks also stop a lot of the droplets from normal speech. But bandanas and neck fleeces don't block saliva spray much at all.
Matter of fact, there's been a lot of stuff we've got to talk about in the next half hour about these fleeces. You've probably seen some of that this week and steering people away from
them. Not good.
Yeah. All right. So we get to that. Another half hour coming up here of Dr. Ken on Good Day Health for this week.
Hey, guys. It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California again dealing with several major wildfires. The biggest right now, the Lake Fire in Southern California, which has burned over 11,000 acres. It's just 5% contained as of last night's update. And more than 100 homes have been evacuated near Lake Hughes, where this man says most of his part of the neighborhood has been wiped out.
It just took it out, so it's just sad.
White House advisor and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, calling a new peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates a historic breakthrough, telling reporters the administration played a key role in facilitating the deal, which normalizes relations between Israel and the UAE. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk to Ken Kronhaus is here on the DJ. Well, I got to figure, I got to remember what program I'm doing, Ken. The Good Day Health program. We were just talking about masks, et cetera, before the bottom of the hour here and the fleeces. A lot of men are wearing these things that go not only around their mouths, their neck, but around their entire head. And apparently those are not good for you at all. Have you seen any stats on it, or just
right.
Seems to be against the recommendation of people in the know?
What you're describing do not block saliva spray much at all, so they're not recommended.
All right, so stay away from those. Let's see. The next item of interest here with regard to COVID, because we're not going to spend, I promise you, we're not going to spend the whole time today on COVID, but the focus, the study on vaping, which has been all over traditional radio, news talk radio, conversation radio, the news, this business about how in the world people still, it's about vaping and what it does to your teenagers, how parents let their children do this, or better yet, what the teachers of science, chemistry, biology in schools are, they should be ashamed of themselves if they're not teaching this sort of thing in school. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. If you're vaping, you're not doing it for your health. This is out of the Journal of Adolescent Health this week. Teens and young adults who vape are up to 7 times more likely to be infected with COVID-19 than peers who do not use e-cigarettes. Young people who use both cigarettes and e-cigarettes are almost 5 times as likely to experience symptoms of the new coronavirus, including coughing, fever, fatigue, and difficulty breathing, as those who never smoke or vape.
All right. So vaping, no matter what your age, bad, 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 bad. And I suppose we could put the pot thing into that. There's a study out. I can't imagine why any woman that was pregnant, knew she was pregnant, would be drinking, smoking anything, especially pot. What's this latest information?
Nature Medicine this week, research has shown that pot use during pregnancy increases the risk of stillborn birth, preterm birth, and low birth weight. But the news this week is a new study adds another danger. Children with mothers who use pot while pregnant could be at greater risk for autism.
So what do you tell people? Again, I go back to you, your expertise, your clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida. Somebody comes in and they're a smoker. You can tell they're a smoker. They've been smoking all their lives. So not only are they overweight in many cases, but they still are smoking. I have a friend whose mother is 86 and she's dying of all kinds of things. They think she's been smoking all of her life. She hasn't stopped smoking. And yet she's almost dead. My mother, at 50 when she died, smoked the last day of her life. It's incredible how this stuff takes hold. And I think in part, you need supervision. But, you know, the fact that people are doing so, when they come into your office and you know they're smoking, what do you say?
Well, I used to be like yourself a lot
more vocal,
less sensitive about this. And,
right.
And
I'm not sensitive at all about it. Admit to that.
There have been studies in the last few years that show there are genetic types that make for a subset of people who have an enormously hard time getting off of nicotine products and are much more addicted to them.
My mother probably was one of those
than the rest of the population.
Yeah.
And these are the people who, on the ventilator and the intensive care as they're dying, are still, you know, desperate to get a cigarette. So what do? I talk to them, and I'm probably not the first physician who's talked to them about the risk to their body from smoking, but I will add on, and I will tell them that I'll offer them whatever means, options we have, and I'll discuss them if they want to listen. And go over all the different options. But step one is you have to have a patient who wants to stop.
Yeah.
And if you have a patient who wants to stop, I'll go to the mat with them till we get off them. But I talk to them about wanting to stop.
Yeah. All right. The government has agreed to buy 100 million doses of yet another COVID vaccine. This is from Moderna. Here in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, it's an experimental vaccine to this point. What do you know about it? Apparently it carries a genetic, some genetic material, mRNA, that triggers your immune system. How does that work? And do you think this is going to be a good idea, a good product?
Well, you're asking me to look into the crystal ball. I mean, I think we'll know in a few months. They're right now, Moderna and Pfizer in America are, as I understand it, in stage 3, the final 30,000 people looking for safety and effectiveness, where they're doing double-blinded, placebo-controlled studies. And we'll know in a few months whether these are safe and effective, and we sure hope they are. The Moderna one's messenger RNA, this is the newest technology of producing the
Are
material.
You a guinea pig if you take this stuff?
Are you a guinea pig? It depends how you define a guinea pig. The people who are in the current study, in the phase 3 trial, you have to, I guess you, yes, anyone who participates in clinical research, in a sense, is a guinea pig, because we don't yet know whether it's safe or effective. But these volunteers are heroes, because without volunteers, we'll never have a vaccine that we know whether it's safe and effective. And without volunteers, you're not going to move this ahead. So fortunately, thank the Lord, there are people who are willing to be volunteers and participate in these studies. So are they guinea pigs? I guess they are. But they're also doing work that they should be considered heroes for, because without it, we would never know.
All right. Well, I'm looking at a study also, and then there's a study. This is another we haven't talked about hydroxy. I just stopped calling it hydroxychloroquine. I just call it hydro or hydroxy. Fact that you can get cured. I was just reading this story about this person who said that hydroxy saved his life. And how many of those stories are there around? And is there still misinformation being spewed about? Normally, every week we talk about this. What are you thinking about the latest in the news, and whether or not doctors are ignoring a lot of the suggestions and actually giving people hydro and the Z-Pak?
Hydroxychloroquine is a scandal. It's the worst example of politics mixing with medicine, and Dr. Risch, the epidemiologist at Yale, MD, PhD, along with Dr. Smith, infectious disease doctor up in New Jersey, whose father and his father's colleague actually trained Dr. Fauci, you know, one of the pioneers of infectious disease in the country, all objective about hydroxychloroquine and pointing out the scandal here. And Dr. Risch, especially with his writing, pointing out that if you treat early, immediately after diagnosis, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, add zinc, are incredibly effective. If you wait 4 or 5 days or longer after diagnosis, it's not going to do anything. So as he points out, as I've been yelling for months, if you wanted to design, it's all in the experimental design. If you want to design a research study that shows that it doesn't work, you just start treating later after diagnosis and not with an effective dose or duration of the drugs. Or if you want to prove that it is effective, the hydroxychloroquine, you just start treating immediately after diagnosis and you see amazing effects. So it's just very sad. This could have had a huge, huge impact. Like many countries around the world, they set up these clinics where you diagnose it, you get an electrocardiogram immediately after diagnosis, you get on the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and then you have about a 0.5% mortality after that.
All right. Dr. Ken, focusing on foods that will help you and foods that will kill you, as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Those of you who look as well as you do and pride yourself with having, among other things, a great, white, bright smile. Some people thank me for giving the information because they never heard of power swabs before, because it was usually a dentist who would recommend it, or the original fellow, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who was using it with his patients. Instead of spending $500-$700 for a cleaning and whitening, you just use this product, and costs, by the time you're done with all the discounts, about $40 or $50, and it really does the trick. Get back that shine in your grin. All natural tooth detergent, whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Website is powerswabs.com. Discount code is DJV10. You can use that for the 40% off and then another $10 off. That's what the DJV10 gets you for the stain out swabs and the quick stick. It's a 7-day intensive teeth whitening kit, and then you use it for 30 days. Let's make sure your teeth are beautiful. No automatic shipments either, no fine print, no frustrations. Just go to powerswab.com, use the product, snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. Use the code DJV10 for the best deal.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance because, in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, focusing on your health and well-being, the business about food. I noticed that you've been reading this, and I think you promoted it as well, the 50 foods that will help get rid of your belly fat. We're talking about being obese, all right? You want to give us some of the highlights of the 50? You can't go through all 50 of them, but we certainly can go through the highlights.
Well, there's some there that interested you. I actually sent that for you.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
Well, what, because you think I am losing...
No, I just thought it was an interesting article because it just pointed out that there are foods that you can... And I go through them. There are foods that you can eat to actually help with your body fat. Black beans,
you've got the list. I'm just going to go through a couple of them.
Okay.
As time allows. Salmon is good. I like that. Avocados... I think you have a taste for that. The sweet potatoes that are now prolific. This summer's gardening and the farms have come up with great sweet potatoes. Anything that's a carotenoid, the orange stuff, squash, orange, the summer squash or the butternut squash or carrots, all that stuff, right?
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Plums, spinach.
Eggs, yeah.
Beet.
Right. All those things. Plums are great this time of year. Spinach is always great. So,
turmeric, tuna,
yep,
bananas.
Yep. Well, what about the tuna, though? People worry about that because they worry about the mercury. What do you tell them in that department?
Well, light tuna, there are some of the lower mercury tunas. The light tuna, that is often a little better.
Mm-hmm. You also have found a study of the 50 foods that cause heart disease, and I noticed ice cream. Thanks a lot, pal.
Candy, potato chips, right, pancake syrup, canned soup, coffee creamers, cake soda, diet soda, pie, white bread, just to name a few.
Well, you'll be happy to know I'm off. Well, I don't eat bread because the gluten stuff.
Whole wheat bread
pies,
is great.
I'm off of those pies.
Whole grain bread is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, again, but back to, can we eliminate? I'm taking a slide out that shows ice cream in it. Anyway, none of that.
And again, it can be a treat. It doesn't mean 100% elimination. Just don't take a scoop, not the whole pint.
Right, exactly. All right, up next, questions for Dr. Ken. Questions, you can send them along to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com or on Twitter at DougStephan. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Exercising and the different types of exercise that are available. Some people like you like to go to the gym. Some people like to take walks. A lot of people are now studying yoga. The benefits of yoga. Why is yoga a good alternative? I've been somebody who's tried the hot, what do they call it, sweat yoga, hot yoga, whatever they call that, hot yoga. I didn't like it at all. Is it acquired taste, do you think?
If some people like it, some people don't. And with exercise, you have to find out what fits you well so you'll enjoy it, because that's the most important part of it. It doesn't feel like a chore, and there's a lot of individual difference. But this is about how yoga actually can help some people with their anxiety. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week. Yoga is an effective treatment for generalized anxiety disorder, but therapy appears to be a little bit more effective for more people. But for some people, more than half of people, patients who practice Kundalini yoga, and don't ask me what that is, which includes movement, breathing techniques, meditation, and chanting, responds well to therapy. So this is something, if you deal with anxiety, you may want to try yoga, and it may be helpful for a good fraction of people before or with therapy. Give it a shot.
I think there are some people who have a wild imagination that are thinking something else happens with that kind of therapy. All right. Next question. You were talking, Dr. Ken, about the foods that would help you lose fat and foods that aren't good for you. What about, I'm reading between the lines here because you're a cardiologist. You're clinically cardiology down in Florida, a place that people go if they really want either to prevent themselves from getting heart disease or to deal with it in a practical way. So what about the things that are bad for cancer, the things that we eat that feed cancer cells? What do we put on our plate to avoid it, and what are we eating that we ought to avoid?
Well, a lot of it is the same things that you shouldn't eat for getting heart disease, amazingly similar. But I think, often with the with the cancers, it's the red meat, the delicatessen meats. Those are the meats that...
Preservatives.
Yes, those are the ones that are especially... can bring on the cancers. But the diets are especially similar. Just a good Mediterranean diet will lower your risk of getting heart disease and cancer, and keeping your body weight at ideal body weight will lower the risk of both.
So what about the some information?
Plant-based foods also are very good for lowering the risk of cancer. I must add that in because I can see everybody in the audience, you know, raising their hands.
Okay. Here's somebody raising their hands asking a question about aspirin and whether aspirin spreads cancer. Good Lord, I hope not. I take aspirin and your recommendation every night.
Well, you know, this is a little controversial because there was an article out just this week, and I didn't want to bring it up because I think it needs more validation, but which actually showed that in older people, a daily aspirin may actually make cancer worse if you have it and make it accelerate quicker if you develop it. And this goes against a lot of other studies. I read this article. I read the discussion of this article. The authors think that there's some value if you start young for lowering the risk, but if you start older, you lose that advantage and it starts doing other things. I think this story is not yet out yet, and it's going to take more data, more studies to untangle this. Usually when the results are on both sides of the line, it's not yet clear. But I would not, on my own, take an aspirin, a daily, even a baby aspirin, without talking to a doctor, because there are risks to it, there are benefits to it, and all of these need to be understood together, you with the doctor. Aspirin is a drug. Every drug has side effects and benefits, and whether the risk of taking it outweighs the risk of not taking it, that's what physicians are made for, providers are made for.
So you took that into consideration when you told your friend Doug Steffen to take a baby aspirin every night?
Well, you have other reasons.
My charm and personality, no doubt. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is from Lake Cardiology down Mardura, Florida. Should you want to ask him a question, connect with him on telemedicine. Help yourself. Number into his office is 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.